This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government has launched a survey asking responders if they prefer mixed or single-sex schools. The results have yet to be published. I think actually today is the closing date, isn't it, for submissions on that. Ireland, which has a long history of single-sex boarding school, single-sex schooling, I should say, is bound to yield some interesting results. Barbara Ennis is the principal of Alexander College. Simon Lewis is a primary education officer. Can I start with you, Simon? Are you in favour of single-sex schools?
Hi, Shane. The short answer, no, I'm not. I think schools, if they have one job to do, it's to prepare children for the real world. And the real world is not one where men and women, boys and girls, are separated or segregated into roles, unless they're obviously going into seminaries. But I don't think too many of them are doing that at the moment.
Okay, Barbara Ennis, how about that? One of the roles of a school is to prepare children for the real world, and in the real world, we don't segregate boys and girls.
That's very true. However, there is one critical difference that Simon has neglected to mention, and that is that schools are constructs that are set up for the purpose of education. And whether you separate girls or boys, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to put them in the world that they're going to enter into. What you have to do is to prepare them for that world. And whether you choose as a parent to send your child to a co-ed school or a single-sex school is very much up to your own choice. Now, in my case, in our school, Alexander College, we are oversubscribed. Our parents vote with their feet. They very much favour single-sex education for girls, because they feel that it is a very crucial time in their formative years where they need to develop their own voice, to feel confident, to be able to speak out, so that when they do go out into that mixed environment, particularly the workplace, they're strong and they've been strengthened by having had strong role models in school and strong opportunities to stand up
and
be counted. All right,
Simon, how about that? That single-sex schools give girls in particular a chance to develop their own voice?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, tons of research, and I'm sure Barbara will point to some, and I'll point to others that contradict each other. I mean, the reality would be, and I think sometimes you have to look beyond our own country for what goes on around the world, and we are complete outliers in the Western civilization. You know, that with, you know, the foundations of us having single-sex schools aren't particularly rooted, you know, in groundbreaking research. It was just, you know, the culture of the time where, you know, the churches decided the boys and girls should be segregated. And we're not living in that reality. And when you look at every other country, you know, I mean, it's 0%, 1%, 2% maximum, you know.
Okay,
UK.
Barbara, how about that? What do we know that the rest of the world doesn't know?
Well, first of all, what's wrong with being an outlier if something is successful? And in our case, it's extremely successful. I would also say that looking back at the religious roots of the division of the sexes is kind of not the way to look at the world at the moment. History is there, but history is there to be learned from and moved forward from. And in our experience, we every day, and yesterday I spoke to my sixth-year students whom I teach English, and they all said, without any quibble, that what they love about being in Alexander College all girls environment is that they find their own voice. They are heard in the classroom. They don't have to compete with any domineering male voices. They have huge levels of participation in sport. They said that they wouldn't participate to such a high degree if they were in a school where there were boys looking at them wearing their various different PE kits. But above all, what they said they got from being in the environment they're in, which is more complex than just being a single-sex school, it's all about the ethos and the culture that's created, is that they feel confident in being themselves and they believe in themselves.
All right, Simon, how about that, your response?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know Barbara's obviously very invested in being in a single sex school, of course, and why not? But I think you know, some of the things we're saying. I mean, about avoiding male domineering voice. I mean, I don't think the reality is that, you know, how is a girl or a boy going to learn how to deal with the negative, sort of perceived negative aspects of the other sex if they don't get to experience them in the microcosm that is a school? I mean, I think a school is a really good place to learn from each other, to take the positives and the negatives from dealing with the stereotypes of the other sex. I don't think all males are domineering. I think it's slightly sexist to say that, but I mean, I think we have to combat stereotyping, and the best way of doing that is actually to be in the scenario and the
place. Yeah, how about that, Barbara? Like the idea, like it's unnatural to separate boys and girls. It doesn't happen in the real world, and there's no preparation then for what happens in the real. They don't learn how to deal with those situations because they're they're segregated.
Yeah, but I think that's incorrect to say, because it's not as if they don't meet boys outside school and socialise with them and get a chance to understand how they work. So I think, again, I go back to my point that segregating them at a certain sensitive level or sensitive age is giving them an opportunity to develop strengths that they may not have the opportunity to do while at school. And school is not society, it's school. And it shouldn't necessarily reflect the society.
Are girls not capable of developing those skills with boys in the classroom? Surely they absolutely have the ability and the skills to do that without boys being in the classroom.
I think they do, but not to the same extent. Now, having spoken to my own students, some of whom had come from mixed gender schools at primary level and from other schools, they said that without fail, they found that girls don't speak up when there are boys in the classroom in the same way that they do. Now, in the workplace, it's exactly the same. Women have to fight far harder, speak far louder if they want to get equality of pay in most corporations. There's lots of research showing that the gender gap is still ridiculously high in Ireland. So for girls to be able to have that strength of character and voice and confidence to be able to stand up and shout for themselves, they need to be in a single sex environment.
Simon, last word to you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if the reality was, you know, and Barbara's absolutely right, women do have to speak louder and to gain a con. There's a lot of work to do there, but I don't think having single-sex schools is going to be the solution to do that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Simon Lewis, Primary Education Officer, Barbara Ennis, Principal of Alexander College. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.